We've been part of a network called Live Simply, which has been working in the UK to really promote the essence of Catholic social teaching amongst Catholics in England and Wales in particular. And there's about 60 different organisations working with Progressio as part of the Live Simply network. And as the project developed, more and more people were interested in Catholic social teaching and were concerned and finding out about it. And we were all realising that there isn't really a great deal of resources around. You know, there is that whole joke that Catholic social teaching is the church's best kept secret. And of course, in today's technological world, people often look to online website kind of based resources. There's some good stuff in the US, but there was nothing that really kind of belonged to the church in England and Wales. So a small group of us decided, well, it'd be really good to be able to do that. So Progressio was very pleased to be hosting this Catholic social teaching website and to be offering it as a resource to the church. So it kind of came out of the will of the people in some respects.
Okay, before we go any further, perhaps if you'd like to sum up very briefly, what is Catholic social teaching and why do you think it is not sufficiently well known? It's not been publicised enough.
Catholic social teaching is the main kind of written resource of the church. We normally, when we talk about Catholic social teaching, are referring to documents like bishops' conference statements or papal encyclicals like Caritas in Veritate. And there's a raft of really, really rich documentation that's available. And Catholic social teaching, in terms of the documentation, is a way of reflecting, helping us to reflect on our lives. So when popes and bishops write statements and documents, they're aimed as learning documents, they're aimed as resources for people to think on and reflect about and act on the challenges of today's society. So Catholic social teaching's issues include basic principles around human dignity, around solidarity, around the responsibility to the environment and to one another, rights of workers and economic justice, and of course work for peace, development and economic sustainability. I think why it's so much a kind of the best kept secret is very often the documents themselves are quite impenetrable. They're quite difficult for people to get their head around. Certainly here in the UK, we've done a lot of work in a number of organisations, including Progressio, to produce kind of simplified versions and to help people kind of reflect on documents. We've also, as Progressio, just produced a short reflection piece on Caritas in Veritate. Also, I think another issue is that the church doesn't really promote it particularly well. Sometimes I think because it is quite a political message, Catholic social teaching is very challenging, I think, to the status quo. It asks us to think differently about how we see the world, about who benefits and who gains and who loses out in our society. And it's quite a challenging agenda, really, as indeed is our fundamental faith. It's a challenging agenda.
So coming back to your website, basically, as I understand it, then you're trying to make Catholic social teaching more accessible by linking it to real life stories. Is that it?
The website does link very much to the real life stories of people. I mean, our aim with the website is for it to be a resource to bring Catholic social teaching to life, to help people to reflect on the issues and to understand what Catholic social teaching is about. And we do this in a variety of different ways, through podcasts where people kind of reflect on particular stories or reflect on particular issues, through stories, illustrations of how people have put Catholic social teaching into practice. There's prayer resources as well, and there's a couple of videos there too. So it's very much about trying to help people to engage with Catholic social teaching. You know, we're kind of calling it sort of, you know, bringing social teaching to life and sort of faith in a better world, because it is very much a practical issue, really, Catholic social teaching. It's about the kind of everyday realities that we face. Catholic social teaching doesn't provide a manifesto. It's not an easy answer, but it's a means to help people reflect, to help all of us reflect on how we respond to the challenges of our world. And in the website, we've got key themes that people can kind of click on and find out more information, see what the church says about different issues. And those issues are things like human dignity, the call to community and participation, care for creation, life and work is one of the headings which looks at workers and economic justice, and also peace and solidarity. So these will incorporate key principles within Catholic social teaching, such as the common good.
talked there about encyclicals, and you said that you had a feature focusing on a reflection of Caritas in Veritate by Pope Benedict. And of course, as you well know, ever since, 1891, various popes have written encyclicals dealing with social issues. And the name of your organization, Progressio, I gather, takes the name from Pope Paul VI's encyclical, Populorum Progressio. Why did you choose that particular encyclical for your name? What was particularly striking about what he was saying in it?
As the Catholic Institute for International Relations, which was our old name, we were concerned about a just world. We were concerned about poverty and inequality and tackling social justice. And the issue, the whole fundamental question of Populorum Progressio, the encyclical by Paul VI in 1968, was about all those issues. And the other thing that he talked about was posed that very question, what is progress? What is it that we're talking about? And our vision for development as an organization is very much a holistic vision. It's not just about economic linear development, but actually about the whole person. And that was very much something that was at the very heart of the message of Populorum Progressio, which was a watershed document for the Church post-Vatican Council. And it's a phenomenal document. And if even reading it today, in the 21st century, there are areas where it's a little bit dated, but the fundamental issues about the economy of the world, international cooperation, about peace and about what does it mean for development, are absolutely as telling and as relevant today as they were when they were written.
Now, of course, the popes have written a whole series of encyclicals over the past century or so. Are there any other papal encyclicals on social issues or even papal documents that weren't encyclicals that stand out? If so, what are they?
Well, there's quite a few, really. There's a very powerful one called Justice in the World that was actually a synod document in 1971 rather than a specific papal encyclical. And that was a very important document. Around, there's a really famous quote that says in that document, action for peace and justice is a constituent element to preaching the gospel. So telling us that we don't just read the Bible, we live it. We make gospel real through our lives, through our commitment to working for peace and for justice, working for a better world. As you said, popes and bishops have spoken about a whole raft of issues, and I think it's really important that the world out there, as it were, understands that the Church has a view and has very strong and challenging views around how the world should be. The injustices of the economic system might be quite complex and politically sensitive, but they are moral issues too. And that's what Catholic social teaching is saying. There is this ethical, moral dimension.
Coming back to the website, what is the main audience or users of this new website? Who are you aiming it for, or who's going to be tapping into it and clicking on it?
We've worked to identify some key target audiences, which are mainly people who are going to be educators or who are catechists or people who are kind of linking in with the Church as sort of formation people as a resource for them. Schools and students as well, and perhaps even seminarians and clergy. I mean, my own parish priest actually spoke to me about it quite recently, saying, oh, some really good stuff on that website,
Right, you talked about that enthusiastic response from your own parish priest, but in a wider sense, what kind of a feedback have you had so far to it, and what are you finding are the most clicked upon stories or resources?
We've certainly had a lot of really positive feedback from people saying, this is great, this is amazing, I can't believe you've done it on such a shoestring. I'm not totally sure exactly what's the most clicked upon, most interested thing. I would invite all Vatican Radio listeners to go and click and let us know. It would be great to find out what your views are.
I was talking to Christine Allen, Executive Director of the charity Progressio. And for those wanting to take up that offer of hers to check out the new website, you can find it at www.catholicsocialteaching.org.uk.